Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, 6:39 now. And one note on Kid of the Week. I think Abigail Grace, my almost 4-year-old granddaughter, could be Kid of the Week soon for kind of a unique talent, and that is making me do anything she wants, regardless of the danger it puts me in. Yesterday, when I was reading her a book before she was supposed to take her nap, her grandmother said, Abigail, Pops can read you a book. So I went in to read her a book, and then she wanted to read a second book. And you know me. I mean, I draw the line.
One book
limit. I said, okay. And then we read the second book, and she said, I'd like to read 3 more.
Ooh.
And that's when we were busted. That's when we got busted. We were on book 5, and then Grandma came in and yelled at me, not her. So I'm just saying, if I do hard time, Abigail Grace is the culprit here.
Worth it.
I would have kept, you know, I would have been reading books till this morning if she kept asking.
Just say you have a book club, you know, that's what you got to do.
And then she started reading books to me and correcting the words that I was reading wrong. You know how it goes.
Does she critique the books?
Yeah, she has her own. She brings over some other 3-year-olds, and they all sit around and talk about what they got out of the books.
That'd be hilarious.
All right, joining us now in studio, Dean, how are you?
Doing good.
And Dean, how do I pronounce your last name?
Kousianellos.
Dean Kousianellos. Dean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you might be Greek.
That'd be correct.
That'd be correct. Yeah. And this is weird, G. You know, Vivian booked him.
And you're saying this because she is also a very proud Greek.
What? Actually, we've been talking to Dean in studio. We like him very much already. You're 16?
Yeah.
Go to what school?
Glenbrook North.
You have some amazing art talent. When did you know you could actually paint, draw, and things like that?
Well, I think it's 4, but I don't know, I can't really remember. My parents tell me that I used to draw on the ground for hours.
And you just knew you loved it?
Yeah, it was just a human thing for me. Just,
what do you like to do, paint, draw, or both?
Now painting's like my secret love.
Okay.
But I like doing stuff with charcoal and drawing.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch me be a fancy art guy here. What medium are you working in?
Oh.
Charcoal. I used to work in ink, but now it's just charcoal and oil.
Where's the skill come from? Are you taught in some way, or is this all natural?
Well, I have 2 teachers. I have been going to an art school for, shout out to Once It Clicks, Ginny Hewn. She's my art teacher, and then I have an art teacher at Glenbrook North. Leanne Block.
Who do you like better of those two? No, I'm kidding.
That's a great question.
Yeah. All right. Now, you brought in several things. You know what, G, would you mind crank those lights up so we can hold these up on the stream? If you're watching on the stream at WGNradio.com. Actually, yeah. Viv's coming in to do
sweet.
That. We're going to ask you to turn towards which camera? Does it matter? Probably right up here. See where the clock is on the wall?
Yeah.
Just show them to me first and then hold them up to that. Let's see what you have first here, and then I'll describe them for you guys on the radio as well. And what we'll do is we'll take pictures of these, and we'll put them up at WGNradio.com and Twitter at Cochran Show and various other places. All right, so the first one is what?
So the first one's charcoal, and it is a still life of my boots and my jacket.
And Vivian, a fellow Greek, does not know how to hold it. Hold it up to that camera, Viv. That's literally the clothes you dropped on the ground.
Yeah.
So how does that inspiration? I mean, it's a very cool picture.
So I get inspired by a lot of like vintage things, and I've always worn boots.
Viv, come over here. Stand between these two. And then hold them up between these two. Right there. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So,
and then we'd be able to see them. And I'm sorry, you were saying you always wear boots?
Yeah, so I've always worn boots, and I kind of get that from my brother.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's just a...
Does your brother have any art talent, or does he just drop his clothes better?
he plays many instruments, and he also performs with me, so...
We got a very artistic family.
Yeah. Any other, like, creative interests? Just art for you? Or
I play violin.
Oh, see? Multi-talented. I knew it.
I'm in a dance troupe.
Wait, you dance, play violin, and you're an artist?
Mm.
And you got a great head of hair, too, which is annoying me, by the way. All right, show me another one. That's item number one. Do you sell any of these?
Yeah, I do. I do sell work.
Very nice. What are we looking at now?
So this is probably one of my first portrait oil paintings.
And who is the guy in the picture?
So that's like three different pictures that I merged into one. And it's like an old Cretan man from Greece.
Kind of
like wearing a cigarette.
And you say you also do outdoor painting as well.
Yeah.
So what kind of paintings do you do? Do you have subjects? Do you do outdoor?
So, yeah. I mean, I just started, but I kind of... That's like my new thing now. Like, I'll go outside with like a little... It's called a pocade box, and I'll just bring a bunch of oil paint and just paint like, you know, maybe I'll just find like a scene that I really like, and I'll just sit there and I'll just paint it.
Is it true that artists have phases? You're not just a portrait person your whole life. You're not just a landscape person your whole life.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're inspired by something, and maybe a month from now it goes away, or maybe it lasts longer than that.
It's just like I started with, you know, I used to just sketch, and then I did, like, comic art, and then I did stuff with ink, and then I did charcoal, and then I did oil. I mean,
now, are you committed to starving? because here's my point. It's a very difficult way to make a living.
It's
incredible. And your talent is already amazing. I want to see one more, by the way. Rule of three. But it's a very difficult way to make a living, as music is and dance is and other things. You must have very supportive parents, very supportive family.
I do. I definitely do. And I'm very grateful for that. This is, right now, I'm just selling stuff on the side. This was...
And we're holding up another one. By the way, Radio Art Review is a new thing I'm doing. but if you're watching again at WGNRadio.com,
you
can
see this. I love
this
one. It kind of is reminiscent of a tree, but it's modern. It's the hands are the tree trunk, and then instead of like the leaves, there's a face.
And a very serene face. Yeah. Who is the face?
I don't know. I just kind of put that face there. I wanted to do a female just because it kind of rings better with the piece.
I mean, I think what's remarkable is that you're so young and your work has so much interesting depth. I mean, you have to have a lot of self knowledge and empathy and
sensitivity.
Yeah, maturity to be able to do this. And I would imagine this makes you really popular too.
Well, I can tell you, it's funny you said, I was just thinking of this. Okay, you're a good looking dude. Here's a guy who's 16.
Yeah, 16.
16 years old?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you get a fair amount of attention. Sensitive guy who happens to be an artist who also is a good looking dude. Yeah, yeah. And I could paint you a portrait. So be careful, my friend. Be careful.
Don't change. I mean, you're already selling the paintings and pictures and drawings too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool that you're already making some money off of your work too.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta keep doing what I'm doing. And then,
what do you think you want to do? Any idea?
Well, I want to go into design and minor in like business.
Okay, but what does somebody who can do this with their hands do in a world that lets you do this with
a,
no, but a world that lets you do it with a computer?
That's a great question, and I think it like boils down to what's your niche, because it's like such a competitive world in terms of art that some people are really good at being on the computer and some good people are really good at doing what they do by hand, but the one thing that they have in common is like the creative mind.
Well, I would hope that the world continues to have respect for artists who are able to do it with their hands, because
it's not
a knock on computer artistry, because that's a skill as well. But it's a different skill. It's more mathematical and it's more, it's more rote, more systematic. You got to do it with your heart and your head.
Yeah, and there's a lot of challenge with that, too.
All right. Are you getting any inspiration in the studio? Like, do you want to maybe paint Dave?
For sure.
Under these really bright lights this early in the morning?
I'm thinking maybe for a project for art class.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. I'll just take a picture, bring it in. I'll be like, Miss Block.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a guy.
I mean, how many hours a day are you drawing or painting?
Probably it comes down to like 2 hours at least.
That's a lot.
Along with the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. But you have to, right?
I mean,
it's what drives you.
I mean, sometimes it's like the dessert. I'll like stay up late.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I'm not comparing
my art to yours. But I vividly remember being at your age, and certainly even now at the age of 109, getting up in the middle of the night because something funny occurred to me, and yeah. I wanted to write it down.
Oh, that's what it is. It just kind of comes into your head, and you just refine it, and then you put it on paper.
Discipline and commitment.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just you and your brother? You got a big family?
It's me, my brother, and then I have a middle brother, George, my mom and dad.
Hold on a second. A Greek named George.
I know, crazy.
Knock me over with a feather.
Well, my other brother's Giannis, so like that's even...
Right?
Yeah.
And your brothers support you as well?
Yeah, they support me through everything.
So you got a heck of a family, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes you a great kid of the week. We're going to give you some stuff here, a big box of 64 Crayolas and some paper.
Oh, my God.
Have you maybe do me, you know, during the commercial break, come yeah, up with just... something. I mean, honestly, what could you do with this forehead, right? I mean, is that a canvas
or
what?
There's a lot to work with.
Just paint directly.
Nicely done, D.
Yeah, he's not lying. It's great to meet you. I'm really impressed.
You as well, man.
Yeah.
Thank you
so can people see what you do? Is there a website for this?
Yeah, so...
you're on Instagram,
you
yeah, said,
you
right?
You guys can follow me on Instagram.
What's your handle?
It's Dean_KOUS_art.
Okay, Dean_KOUS art.
Good thing you didn't leave the whole name on there.
No.
Yeah.
There should be like just a spell mm-hmm. correct, like a some spell check situation yeah. on Instagram just for Greeks.
And no, there should. There really should.
Right? Yeah, with the 14 syllable names.
Instagram, no website or anything.
No, yeah, it's just Instagram.
Okay.
How many followers?
I don't know. I'd have to check.
A lot.
Yeah, there's yeah. so many. You can't even count them.
All right, last question. Have you ever painted yourself?
A really long time ago when I was like, I don't know, like probably like fifth grade.
I was told by a friend who's very artistic and very good at what you do and makes a little money off it that's the ultimate test for an artist, and it's revealing difficult. Because however you paint yourself in that moment says something about how you feel.
Yeah, because, you know, to a certain extent, it's like you're like with when you paint things and you paint people, it's a lot of expression. So like you're not just painting what you see when you paint outside. You're painting how you feel about what you see.
Right.
So if you're painting yourself, there's definitely like a greater expression than if you're, you know, just painting some random thing.
You know, we could call this the narcissist period because of the times we live in.
Yeah.
But that would be interesting just to see if a series of time. You know, people take pictures yeah. at one point in their life every year at the same time in the same place.
See how they change, right?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. So let's meet back here in 50 years when you're 56 yeah. and I'm dead and then talk this over.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, for sure. Totally. I can't wait.
I like this guy. Thanks for coming in again. Thanks for being a great kid of the week and an inspiration. I hope the younger kids who are listening who want to chase this as well.
Yeah.
You want to suck up to any teachers you're going to be late for school for here? You need a note?
Well, my U.S. history teacher, I sent him an email. I was like, I'm going to miss first period and the test that I have to take.
Your dad's just finding out about the test. All right, if there's any trouble, have him call me.
Oh, of course.
All right, good to meet you, pal.
Good to meet you as well.